Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to hold delegation level talks with her Moldovan counterpart Maya Sandu in Chisinau today. US strikes Iran for ninth night as Strait of Hormuz tension deepens. India advises its citizens to postpone travel to Iran amid rising instability. Spain beat defending champions Argentina 1-0 in extra time to win FIFA World Cup 2026. And in men's cricket, England beat India by 27 runs in third ODI to seal three-match series 2-1. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with her Moldovan counterpart Maya Sandu in Chisinau today. More from our correspondent.
President Murmu will also meet the President of the Parliament of Moldova, Igor Grosu, and will interact with members of the Moldova-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Further, the President will address a business forum and interact with the members of the Indian community. This is the first ever visit by an Indian President to Moldova. After concluding her visit to Moldova, the President in the second leg of her visit will reach North Macedonia on Tuesday. This will also be the first ever visit by an Indian President to North Macedonia. During the visit, the President will hold bilateral talks with her counterpart Gordana Slihianovska Davkova and also meet the Prime Minister Hristian Mikoski and the President of the Assembly. The President is also scheduled to address the Assembly of North Macedonia. Further, the President will address India-North Macedonia Business Forum. On the final leg of her visit, President Murmu will reach Romania on Thursday. During her two-day visit to Romania, the President will meet Romanian President Nicos Ordan, Interim Prime Minister Ili Bolian, President of the Senate Mircea Abrudien and President of the Chamber of Deputies Sorin Grindeanu. She is also scheduled to meet the members of the Romania-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Later, the President will address India-Romania Business Forum and have interactions with the members of the Indian community. The External Affairs Ministry said that the state visit to three countries by President Murmu reflects India's commitment of strengthening its bilateral ties with these countries along with engagement with the wider Eastern European region. With Sakhalin's report, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The U.S. Central Command said it has launched a new wave of military strikes against Iran, marking the ninth consecutive night of operations. In a social media post, the U.S. Central Command said a new wave of strikes against Iran began last night and will continue degrading Iranian military capabilities used to attack commercial vessels and civilian mariners transiting the Strait of Hormuz, thus deepening tensions at the strait further. Earlier, during the eighth consecutive night of strikes, U.S. forces targeted a range of Iranian military assets, including coastal surveillance and air defense facilities, maritime capabilities, and missile and drone storage sites. American military also targeted Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces that launched attacks against U.S. service members in Jordan on July 17th. More than 50,000 U.S. men and women in uniform are operating across the West Asia. United States has launched waves of strikes and military strikes and infrastructure in Iran's southern provinces in the past week, claiming they were aimed at degrading Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has issued a revised advisory for Indian nationals in view of recent increase in levels of instability and conflict in Iran. It has advised Indian nationals intending to travel to Iran for any purpose to postpone travel for the time being until the security environment improves. It said Indians already in Iran should consider temporarily exiting Iran using available flight options. It further said that Indian nationals who choose to remain in Iran should exercise the highest possible level of caution. It urged them to carefully monitor news to maintain full situational awareness and avoid locations seeing higher levels of military activity, such as those along the southern coast of the country. It has also asked citizens to comply with instructions issued by local authorities carefully. The embassy further advised all Indian nationals currently in Iran to register their particulars with the embassy at the earliest opportunity. It also urged them to regularly monitor the embassy's official website and social media platforms for updates and further advisories. Indian nationals can contact the embassy through email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. An Indian diaspora advocacy group has urged U.S. Congress and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to halt the implementation of the new four-year cap on visa restrictions for students and exchange visitors. Chief of Policy and Strategy at the Foundation for India and Indian Diaspora Studies, Khande Rao Kand, said that this is a self-inflicted wound on U.S. competitiveness. Students can be forced out mid-program or mid-research, labs will lose critical talent, and America will hand its innovation pipeline to competitors, she added. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Senegal's president, Bassirou Faye, has been elected as the new chairman of the Economic Community of West African State, succeeding Sierra Leone's president, Julius Maada Bio. Faye emerged as the new chairman during the 69th ordinary session of the Authority of Heads of State and Government of the Economic Community of West African States in Sierra Leone yesterday. He succeeds Bio at a particularly challenging period for Economic Community of West African States with security threats, democratic setbacks and withdrawal of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger still dominating the regional agenda. On to sports. Spain beat defending champions Argentina 1-0 in extra time to become FIFA World Cup 2026 champions. Spain's substitute Ferran Torres scored in the 106th minute to give his team a 1-0 win over Argentina in the final at New York, New Jersey Stadium last night. More from our correspondent.
Spain have won the World Cup.
After a tense and fiercely contested 90 minutes ended goalless, Torres finally broke the deadlock in the 106th minute. The victory secured Spain's second men's FIFA World Cup title and their first since lifting the trophy in 2010. With its victory, Spain became the first nation to simultaneously hold the World Cup crowns in both men's and women's soccer. The French striker Kylian Mbappe is now the owner of World Cup golden boots in FIFA World Cup 2026. He became the first player to finish as the leading scorer at multiple World Cups, winning his second Golden Boot award when Lionel Messi was blanked in Argentina's 1-0 loss to Spain in the final. Spain captain Rodri not only got to raise the FIFA World Cup trophy, but was also named the best player of the tournament, receiving the Golden Ball award. Golden Globe award was won by Une Seaman of Spain, while Young Player award went to his teammate Pau Kubarsi. Komudi Parekh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, England beat India by 27 runs in the third ODI and sealed the three-match series 2-1 at Lord's in London last night. Despite Rohit Sharma's magnificent score of 138 runs, Shubman Gill 77 and Virat Kohli 74, India only managed 360 for 7 in pursuit of a mammoth target of 388, built on the back of a career-best 142 from Ben Duckett and 91 from Jacob Bethell. Opting to bat first, England scored 387 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. Chasing the target, visitors could score 360 runs for 7 in 50 overs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian team for securing 4 gold medals at the 58th International Chemistry Olympiad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this was India's best ever performance at the prestigious global competition. He said that the team's brilliance, dedication and passion for science have made the entire nation proud. Mr. Modi also congratulated all 4 members of the Indian team for winning medals, including 1 gold at the 37th International Biology Olympiad held in Vilnius, Lithuania. The Prime Minister expressed happiness and said that the Indian team had demonstrated exceptional knowledge in subjects such as molecular biology and biochemistry. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to hold delegation-level talks with the Moldovan counterpart Maya Sandu in Chisinau today. U.S. strikes Iran for 9th night as Strait of Hormuz tensions deepen. India advises its citizens to postpone travel to Iran amid rising instability. Spain beat defending champions Argentina 1-0 in extra time to win FIFA World Cup 2026. And in men's cricket, England beat India by 27 runs in third ODI to seal three-match series 2-1. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.